Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain. Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org.
It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Veronica Rickert today. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a philosopher says our online data is a part of our personal identity, so we should take online surveillance by the NSA and others very personally.
First, we're talking about the attorney general race here in Wisconsin. This is the first open attorney general election since 2002, and so far four candidates have entered the race, three Democrats, one Republican.
Tonight in Madison, there is a forum for the Democratic candidates, and WPR News reporter Gilman Halstead will be attending. Gilman's on assignment right now, but he spoke with Rob earlier this afternoon about tonight's forum and the attorney general race in Wisconsin.
Gilman, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here again.
So a forum tonight. All the candidates, I believe, are invited. Who is going to show up at the event tonight?
The three Democrats are going to be showing up. That's John Richards, Representative John Richards, and Susan Happ, who is the district attorney in Jefferson County, and Ismail Ozan, who is Dane County District Attorney. Those are the three Democrats, and they'll be at the forum tonight.
And so far, at least just one Republican announced candidate in this race.
That's right, and I don't think we really expect there to be more than that. Brad Schimmel, who is the District Attorney in Waukesha County, was invited. He's not going to be coming, which is not that surprising, I would think, in a race like this, where the Republican candidate in this case would probably much rather let them fight it out and then decide and figure out who he's going to run against.
It would be weird to be the odd candidate out,
yes,
in a way, with the three from the other party there. You might just be a punching bag in a
right
way. So this is Wisconsin's first open attorney general race, no incumbent running, I gather, since 2002. Is this getting a lot of attention around the state?
I think it is, yeah, because the current attorney general, J.B. Van Hollen, has really put his mark on this office in the time that he's been there. He's been really aggressive in a number of areas in terms of the crime lab and in trying to reduce internet crimes, sex crimes against children, and a range of things, an emphasis on open government and the enforcing the Sunshine Laws. And now what's going to happen when he's gone with those kinds of initiatives? I think people are interested.
And tell us a little bit about the three Democratic candidates, first of all. You gave us their titles. What do
right
we know about them?
Well, Ismail Ozan has been district attorney in Dane County, I'm actually not sure how long now, 3 or 4 years anyway. And I guess the things about him that might be most interesting is that he got a lot of attention when he sued the legislature over the open meetings law around Act 10.
Right.
So he has a sort of record of attacking the current powers that be in that sense. He's African-American, and he is really concerned about reducing racial disparities in the criminal justice system. And I guess one other thing we might add is that he and one of the other, the Republican candidate, actually have acknowledged having drunk driving offenses when they were in their youth. Brad Schimmel has also, that became an issue early on. I think it probably won't continue to be one.
Now, Peg Lautenschlager, when she was in
right
office, had that
ironically
issue. But that was a case where she was actually the attorney general then. So that was maybe something that dragged her campaign, maybe
right
led to her losing in her primary.
Right, right. And it almost certainly did lead to her losing that. But drunk driving at the same time will be an issue in this race in terms of the laws that have been being passed and the record that each of these candidates have when it comes to dealing with drunk driving offenses in their jobs as district attorneys and lawyers.
And, well, let's meet Susan Happ now, another candidate in that Democratic primary.
Right. Susan Happ is the district attorney in Jefferson County, and she got her – I think all of these candidates got their law degrees here at UW-Madison. And she is I think the youngest and the one who's had the least experience. She's been the elected DA since 2005, won re-election in 2008 in Jefferson County, and is emphasizing her, I found in her announcement, her perhaps ability to reach across the aisle, but also perhaps to do a better job of defeating a Republican, because she's the only elected Democrat in Jefferson County, and she's been reelected.
Okay, and she's been endorsed, I gather, by Emily's List.
Yeah, that's the big news this week, that there's going to be some money flowing her way because she's been endorsed by Emily's List that raises money for female candidates around the country.
And then you mentioned John Richards, the remaining Democratic candidate.
John Richards is the representative, state representative from Milwaukee. He's been in the legislature since 1998. He's had maybe a little bit less prosecutorial experience than some of the than the others, although he did serve in the Kenosha County DA's office before he became a legislator.
And then on the Republican side, their one candidate. Can you give us a taste of where he's coming from?
Brad Schimmel has been the Waukesha DA for quite some time, and he has championed a lot of sort of innovative work in terms of dealing with drunk driving in particular and creating these victim impact panels. He's very concerned as a prosecutor in defending and promoting victims' rights of all kinds, but that's one of the things. And in a recent Q&A with other reporters, he's emphasized that he's concerned about federal overreach. He singled out this thing that has to do with the Affordable Care Act, that he opposes the ability of the federal government to tell church-run hospitals that they have to cover abortions in their insurance policies.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the job these four are going after, the attorney general job. A lot of times it's referred to as the top cop of Wisconsin. Is it more accurate to say it's the top lawyer of Wisconsin?
Yes, it is the top lawyer. I think it gets the top cop label because the emphasis, especially during campaigns, is their role in convicting criminals and supporting district attorneys and prosecuting criminals. But certainly they do a lot more. They defend state laws. That our current attorney general has been doing that in court recently in terms of the or his office has in terms of the voter ID law and in terms of this this abortion law as well, that it's requiring doctors to perform abortions to have admitting privileges at least within 30 miles. So they're defending state laws and often handing down opinions, which are not like Supreme Court opinions, but their interpretation of a law and how it should be enforced.
The campaign will cover a lot of the prosecutorial issues, as you just mentioned, but the things, those items you just mentioned, things like Act 10, voter ID, abortion, whoever's the next attorney general is going to be asked to weigh in on these issues again and again, aren't they?
Yes, and it's even, that's going to come up tonight in the forum among these three Democrats, because they have all in their sort of campaign announcements recently talked about their commitment to the right to vote, the right to marry, which is now also the gay marriage amendment is now being challenged in federal court, and choice, a woman's right to choose. Mm-hmm. Those three are being emphasized, I think, by all three of these candidates. But whether or not they will now stop defending those laws, nobody has really come out and said that.
Is this a race that's going to be overshadowed by the marquee race, the run for governor?
I think to a certain extent, yeah. I think it will be second, sort of, yeah, it'll be second to that one. But I think it will still be a very exciting race because whoever comes out of this race between the three Democrats, I think are going to be very aggressive in trying to get a Democrat into the attorney general's office.
All right. Well, we'll be checking in with you again and again on this one, I'm sure, Gil. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was WPR News reporter Gilman Halstead. He joined us to talk about Wisconsin's attorney general race.